SuperTube is brought to you by SuperPicks. Play for free, win for real.
Within each of us lies a hidden treasure, a dream waiting to take flight. What if there was a spark that set light to the slow-burning flame of our dreams? A guiding hand that makes the impossible seem possible? What if someone shared in our dreams and provided us with the opportunity and necessary skills to fulfill them? At MultiChoice, we believe in dreams. That's why we've established the MultiChoice Disky Challenge to help develop the future stars of South African football and broadcasting. MultiChoice also provides life skills training, which helps to deal with the challenges after the final whistle has blown. The MultiChoice Disky Challenge, developing the stars of tomorrow today. MultiChoice, enriching lives.
Man, and this is why we love it. Taking back the years and reliving some of those moments. Well, this is a SuperTube powered by SuperPicks. And now we're talking all things Reserve League football, the DStv Disky Challenge. To my right, the beautiful lady, the queen is here, Mrs. Nono Tele Baba, TV producer, extraordinaire, TV director. Nons, welcome.
Thank you so much. I love your guys' space. I'm happy to be here. Let's talk.
Lalela, let's kuluma, let's talk, let's do everything. To my left, we do have a great sir here from the MultiChoice, the CSI project manager. And of course, he's helping us today, Sandile Luthuli. Very good afternoon to you, Sandile. Thank you for joining us.
Afternoon to you, LP, and afternoon to your viewers. And yeah, one of the most progressive show around going on. And yeah, it's a pleasure being here.
Luvo Mlobeli Atimanga, the sultry voice on the Disky Challenge. Option number two. This is Zulu.
Sanibona Rera, hello. And thank you for inviting me. I'm happy to be finally next to this class, a red class.
Red class. Today. And of course, to handle the business, Mr. Business, Timber Boy, Mr. Sugar.
Hush. Luvo, I've touched this class 15 times.
Oh, is it?
That's the first time.
Anyway, I'm joking.
Welcome to everybody on this beautiful space. And what is ironic for me is we're sitting at a round table. It's almost as if we'll come full circle in a way.
Oh, I love that.
You know what I mean? Like some of the faces I see here, I mean, 5, 6, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, we're still here.
No. 8 amazing years. 8 years of crowning champions, 8 years of people dominating in administration, 8 years of presenters being groomed into the space, 8 years of commentators like Timba shining their light, 8 years of beautiful pictures that we've seen from the camera operators.
I can't believe it's actually been 8 years. I'm blown away about what one can achieve in 8 years. I'm blown away at the progress that we have made in 8 years. I mean, I remember when we started, 2014, it feels like it was just yesterday, by the way, but I haven't aged a day.
Not a day.
Of course. We didn't even know what we're doing. I mean, I look back to that first production that we did at Kings Wodithini Stadium. Boy, was I nervous. I mean, at the time, I was learning how to be a director, and the MultiChoice Disky Challenge, that's what it was called at the time, launched me as a leader. Mm. You know, and I was given this amazing opportunity to empower and teach other people. And here we all are, 8 years later.
As the CSI manager for sports programs now for MultiChoice, we've seen this league take different forms, from it being separated into two, from it being a quicker format, to the 15 games that were played, and now, like Temba said, full circle, 30 games.
Yeah, man. You know, talking about full circle, so as you said, so yeah, I am. Nono talks about 2014, just what she was doing. So I look back 2014, what was I doing? So I, the same day probably she was sitting at the OB event directly.
Yeah.
So I was running around the day before. So back then, so I started as a spokesperson and media liaison officer for the DStv Disky Challenge. Well, back then it was a MultiChoice Disky Challenge. So here I am today. So I'm project manager for the entire thing. So I've watched yourself come through. I've watched Temba. So we're talking now with Temba. I remember So I had known Themba before, even so while I was doing media for PR for Supersport at YFM. I'd see him. And I just remember vividly on the day when he had auditions right here in studio.
It was right
when
here.
He came to audition, him and Arthur. So yeah, man. I think I've seen Luvo just for a bit for a year. That is been we've done some work with you as well. So it's exactly as you said. So it's launched our careers. Mm. But back to the tournament itself. So besides seeing us grow, I mean, like I can list. So I've seen it from 2014. I can list a number of players who've actually come through within the tournament who are now household names within SA football. So. Over the years, enriching lives and making sure we're launching careers through sports, and we're helping people change their lives and change their communities through sports. And we've done it, man. We've done it with the Disky Challenge.
If I can jump in there, Sandile, I love what you're talking about when you're talking about launching careers, because I look at some of the people who work behind the scenes, who are now working internationally. Mm. Their careers started with this project. And most of these people are people who had never gone to TV school. They are people who had never been behind the scenes before. But this platform provided them an opportunity not only to put food on the table, but it gave them a skill that opens doors for themselves and for other people. I think that's what's so mind-blowing for me about this project, and it will always be very close to my heart. And as you guys know, I always say, take this opportunity and run with it.
Yeah.
You know, because you never know what doors this opportunity will open. It starts here. But look at you now. Exactly.
Exactly. No. Like when we started, it was always like a two-pronged project.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Football development as well as broadcasting development. Mm. So you name the people. Mm. It was always our aim, which, you know, this program is to ensure that we develop the next pipeline of football players for SA football, but then also the industry itself. So I think we as a multi-choice are in the broadcast space, so, and it is only right that through our CSI projects we actually open up the industry and bring in more people into the industry. And exactly as you said, 2014, everyone sitting here, you are literally a nobody, not known. Mm. And it's through this project that we have Themba Business, we have ULP.
Luvo is
coming up.
When you talk about growth in production, I think you have a very inspiring story.
Yeah, a unique
to share with us, Luvo.
You know, for me, Lira, I came in as a cable basher, you know. But for me, from back then, I wanted to be a commentator, but there was no way for me to get in.
What is a cable basher? For someone that is at home and doesn't understand.
A cable basher is somebody who comes to the stadium, to the venue, wherever we are working. Perhaps, let's say, you come to the studio here, you prepare the cables for the camera, you put everything in order. So, e.g., sometimes we'll do a daddy, so it's a daddy. We get there as early as 6 o'clock in the morning. We prepare the stadium, and we do that 4 days before the game. So that's why I started. I wear overalls. I've done a number of games.
You got gloves. You got gloves.
I've got gloves.
And it's a fantastic place to start, because most of us started there. And if you don't understand the importance of looking after a cable, you won't really appreciate.
You know, all the
work that goes into making the work, each broadcast, you won't get it. So I love the fact that you started there, because you understand really what it's like to start at the very bottom, because most of us started there.
And it helps you to understand not only one area, you know. Sometimes there's no cameraman, you jump in. I remember the other day, there was no floor manager at Makulum. And I jumped in.
And you were the presenter.
And here I am, looking at this lady, I'm like, I wonder I'm doing it right. And she's like, no, Luvo, relax, you're doing it right, you know.
Yeah.
Then today she's my colleague, she's my friend, you know, it's happening. But for me, I think it's been a great privilege. I'm growing all the time. Moses not always says never underestimate this opportunity. If you are good today, tomorrow you may pay again. Invest in this game. So it's a matter of us saying, guys, we can't be complacent. And it's a matter of saying, guys, if you're there at home, you want to do this thing, it's possible.
You know what I find quite beautiful for me is everyone sitting here has played a part everyone's success.
Yeah.
And it's really inspiring to hear Luvo's story. You see, when Nono started with LP, I was with LP at the commentary.
I was there in the audition.
You auditioned for commentary.
I was there for everything. I was here. Didn't make it past the callbacks. Yeah. Didn't even get a call back.
Yeah.
2016, I came back with Temba and Grant. I got a call back.
Wow.
I stayed behind. I celebrated with them because I understood the growth and I understood where this was going to take them. And I didn't give up. 2016, I came back.
Yeah.
And that's the determination. That is the tenacity. That shows when you want something, you go.
That's the journey. You know what I mean? You don't just knock the first time and then you're like, okay, the door is closed, I'm going to leave. Knock again and you knock again and you knock again. I love that.
So because I'm a wordsmith and I have to do it, Luvo went from pulling wires to pulling the country's attention.
When Sandile speaks about these live games and the prolific players that we've seen come through the ranks, some going as far as the national team, some even are playing overseas, the impact of live TV. It's okay, people play football every day, but not every day when you get welcomed into someone's home where they fall in love with your talent, where they start appreciating you and they start wishing you well.
And what it is, and what a beautiful story it is to see so many dreams being realized. I think for me, that never gets tired, that never gets old. The fact that on a day-to-day basis, we are part of that story. And I don't think we tell our stories very well, hey? We need to really start telling our stories. The fact that we make people's dreams come true. Look at what this very project has done with Percy Tau. Look at Grant Kekana. You know, he mentioned it just the other day in the interview because that he won his first league trophy with Mamelodi Sundowns. He was part of our trip in the Netherlands, Sandile.
Exactly. So I think, Nono said, because I remember Temba said, so I've got a memory of an elephant. So I'm one of the players, so when we look back when we were in Netherlands in 2014 with the winning side, and I remember, so Grant was the captain of Ducks back then. You just could see it, the way he carried himself. So it was really cold. So it was like really cold.
That was not
but
fun.
You know, the things Grant used to say, so he'd lead the team out in training before just like a game, and he said, you know, no matter how cold it is here, but I'd, in a heartbeat, I'd come here and try my luck and work my way up here in Netherlands in a heartbeat. Some of the players were like, it's cold, I want to go back home. But you know, his mindset was always like, you know, I want to make it. No matter how tough, no matter how cold it is, I want to make it. And well, you see where
Grant is now. Champion.
On a broader perspective, Timber, but you can come in. I wanted to know just how this particular project has contributed to football as a whole in the country.
Look, I've been privileged enough to have seen it since 2015 when I joined. You mentioned Percy Tau. Actually, I just remembered a story. I think we're in Foslo Ras, and he came to watch Sundowns play.
Wow.
This is Percy Tau who's winning championships with Sundowns. This is Percy Tau, talk of him moving over abroad. This is Percy Tau, CBD Percy Tau. And I bumped into him entering and humble young man, and he said, and I'm like, you already made it. It's like, no, this is still part of the family, this is still part of the journey. And to see his humility and still a man who's talk of the town coming to support these nobodies, so to speak, without being disrespectful. So that's a great little story that you just reminded me. In terms of how it's aided South African football and the landscape, for me, this is the heartbeat of South African football.
Yeah.
If you need any further evidence of it, watch the Disky Challenge. We're producing 24 goal strikers. We had players, about seven of them, with 13 goals, 11 goals. So this kind of action, this kind of drama, only in DDC. We had last day, the championship going to the last day between Stellenbosch, or is it SuperSport, or is it Pirates?
Down to the wire.
You guys tell me the DSTV Premiership, who won the league? That was two months.
You know the other thing. You know the other thing is, I think from the different steps that I've gone through, just in the whole this project, it's not only football players and broadcasters who actually have kind of been impacted, who his careers have been launched. So I think having worked in all the different roles that I've worked in, you look at even some of the journalists. Mm-hmm. There's journalists who have come through fresh out of varsity, going to wherever the media houses that they went to, and this is where they cut their teeth. And they've actually moved up. So quite a few guys who I know and I've kind of worked with. You also look at the industry itself, so the sporting industry, the opportunities that it's opened, especially for former players. You look at this past season, probably 7, if not 8 of the coaches, assistant coaches, team managers, as well as a former player.
They've cut their teeth in the Disney Challenge.
So this is all the opportunities that it opens. So the spin-off effects of it are wide ranging.
No, quickly, you've been here since 2014. What would you still like to see, or where would you still like to see the Disney Challenge go?
Let's continue to grow this project, because this project is giving life to so many people. It's opening doors for so many people. I mean, we are living the dream. I mean, I'm sitting next to you now. I remember you from your auditions.
What?
That is mind-blowing. You know what I mean? So, yeah, this is a project for us to really appreciate, and let's keep investing in our own talent.
Finally, no. Parting words, we saw Stellenbosch get to 64 points, 30 game season. Sundowns got to just a point above them. We are close as the BDC.
Be nice to me.
Be nice to me. As we just wrap up this wonderful conversation on Reserve League.
Oh my goodness, what a fantastic journey it's been, and I hope this project will continue to grow. And I just want to say to you guys around the table, you're doing an amazing job, and you are showing other people that it is possible.
On that note,
if not us, then who?
If not now, then when? So.
Kaya Mnandi Branch approves. Eaters Valley approves. Your World of Champion approves. Ladies and gentlemen, the 2021-22 DStv Disky Challenge Champions, Stellenbosch Football Club. They came, they saw, they conquered. They started in August and they finished it off in May. Man, what a title race, and what a befitting ending to the season, to the best of the best in the country. I told you, Lerato, you believe or you leave. So, looking forward to see exactly what Coach Ivelinos will be doing in terms of, can they do better? Because it's easy to arrive, but staying at the top is a much, much, much bigger mission. So they will have a target on their backs. And for some of these youngsters, the likes of Devin Titus, Van Veek, they'll be moving on to greener pastures and perhaps looking to knock on to the first team door, which Coach Valenor said himself, that is the idea. 80% of my squad, I want them gone. I want them punching above the weight. I want them creating history. Talking about history, this is Super Tube, powered by Super Picks, Super Team. On the right-hand side, I'll start off with the gentleman, the beast from the east, Karabo Pasha. We welcome you with a glass, myself. A very good afternoon to you. Finally made on a Super Tube.
Yeah, good afternoon, Temba. Good afternoon to all the panelists as well. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. And I hope, as you jokingly said, it's the first of many.
Karabo, you can take a sip. I mean, yeah, welcome to the YouTube. You're allowed.
You're allowed to take a sip. Ladies and gentlemen, Karabo Pasha, a.k.a. KP. Then we went from the beast from the east to the lady from the west, Mbali Sikidi, a.k.a. Mamillions.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Roundtable Super Tube.
Don't drop my value.
We welcome you. Welcome to Super Tube. Here's your class, my lady.
Thank you. I've always wanted Punani la.
Don't reveal trade secrets.
Otherwise, this will be your first and last episode. Very quickly. Well, guys, you call them out and we brought them out. The DDC Super Tube in terms of Super Edition.
Yes.
The season, it was a long one. Lerato.
Many say that legends are born in May, but we say champions are made in May.
I like that.
Because the journey then will be made out there for everyone to see.
Careful now.
I see where you're going.
You're trying to take my job now.
But it's a beautiful occasion that we get to sit here, and we saw everybody from the same starting point.
Yes.
We saw others gaining momentum while others fell off.
Yeah.
We saw others increasing the intensity and the tempo while others saw that the journey was too far. Today we sit here and we celebrate Stellies as the champions, Mbali.
Lerato, like, you know, one of the things that when it came to the Disky Challenge, and especially this eighth season, I love the fact that it was so unpredictable, right? Yes, it looked like Orlando Pirates were runaway, you know, log leaders, but things started to change. And then certain teams started creeping up. You know, as our coach, uninvited guests started coming. And then one of the teams that I'm like, guys, we need to look out for this team was TS Galaxy. Yes. We looked at how they ended, but I'm like, this team is picking up momentum at the right time. Mm. And we look at how they ended the season, the 2021. And I'm like, this team, we have to look at it. And it's creeping in so quietly. And because we didn't do a lot of their live games. Mm. By the time we did, they were like, ow, right there, you know, we are great. But they've been building that momentum. And I think one of the things that we saw that did affect the teams, we know it was that matrix situation.
The matrix situation, you know? with the academics. For those who did not know that situation, or perhaps you're just plugging in, it was a period where it was matric exams, and a lot of the teams lost out all their top players because, of course, incwadi kumele bafunde abobhoyizi and make sure that they get the necessary marks. And a lot of teams suffered. I think Kaizer Chiefs, Luvo Mlobeli, man, I'm taking it to you. We re-welcome you for segment two. The Balancing Academy for academics and football. How would you have done it if you were a coach? Put your coaching hat on, and I challenge you to say, okay, you are Chiefs now. You are still top four, top five in the conversation. Pirates in the conversation. And then you get a minus D at the end of the season.
You know, I think I would use the same method which most coaches were using, especially at Chiefs, whereby they allow a player to go and write. Then on match day, if you are available, come and play. Yeah. Then we'll pick up later, you know. Let's go back to SuperSport, for example. SuperSport, I think they had around 10 players.
10 players, 12 players, yeah.
Who were doing matric. Once they were done, they were called back and look where they ended, you know. Mm. So I think it's a matter of saying, guys, go and write, come back and play. Because the aim, remember, it's all about development. Yeah. So let them come back, sit down with them, talk to them. But before I come back to you, Mthimbane, I wanted to emphasize what Umbali was saying about TS Galaxy. That we didn't see them, you know, all of a sudden, like boom, boom, they are there. But when I realized that they are having most of their players, I think around 15 to 16 of their players, they managed to score. They were on the score sheet. Mm-hmm. And for the fact that they did not concede more than 2 goals in all of
in
their
all of the games. Yes.
So it gave you an idea with these guys, anything is possible. So I was not surprised to see them there as much as we did not expect them. But talking about this record.
But you know, Luvo used an interesting word, developing. I'm going to go to a man whose hairstyle is consistently developing. The true definition of development, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your first season,
the waves.
Are you feeling wavy today? My question was, this is your first season with us, and you've now touched it, seen it up close and personal. What were some of your biggest takeaways after the 30-game season?
Yeah, I think for me it was quite interesting in terms of the preparation of the players, the coaches as well. I mean, one thing that I always try to do is, you know, try to speak to my former club, Orlando Pirates, in terms of how they do their things now, preparation. Mandla Kofi, he's always spoken about, you know, the importance of really, really supporting these guys, not just on the pitch, but off the pitch as well. Mm. So I think the development of all these teams, the players, I mean, seeing a player such as Salelo Raseboja, they call him Iniesta at SuperSport, he's been absolutely phenomenal. Mm. And he's been promoted to the first team of SuperSport. I remember when they were playing the last game in Durban. He played on a Friday evening, and then morning he was in a catching flights to Durban. So that's
not catching feelings.
Catching flights, not feelings. Gotta get it right.
Yeah. So I think that for me has been a very special season for me, and you know, hopefully looking on to grow with this fantastic brand and you guys. I mean, it's been great.
We have scribers of note sitting amongst us here. The other one said, it's either you believe or you leave. Right from the belly of the beast, they ascended to the top because they are just magical. But Luvo, I hear you also have something special for us today.
Yeah, Lira. You know, I wrote something, you know. Let me quickly go to it. It's all about this tournament. It's been a great, great season. But Bafet,
I'm a wish.
Ngizobethi ozobabona ngizobethi disk lamajita ngiphakamisa amehlo ngibona uRadio Pano useqedile unozinto lele phansi ngithe ngiyabuka ngibona abafana base Stellenbosch omacaphuna kusale bathi mawunakho nami nginakho baholwa ngubani Fuwa Johnson emuva bavale ngoDikok ngibona abanye bengakholwa kanti uthulani mngomezulu 7 penalty ngizabanye bebuzana ngomfana omncane kanti basho umfundo vilakazi bawungamazi umbonile kumaphilis game wadlula emadodeni sengathi akunabantu yidiski challenge dieden asidlali siyadlala ama-skills amagoli abuzwa kithi ozobabona beshaya amazekethi ozobabona bethi namhla sinza umlando siqopha umlando nali majida nezibamba ziqine phela abanibona kumabonakude bathi ngempela is possible niyithemba labafana abancane niyithemba lasebhola lase-Afrika nenza idiski libe mnandi kurani ke mina ngithi manqa uthemba athi it's a sugar sugar sh ding ding
hey.
Ding ding ding.
That's what Radio Bible.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Clarato. What about your picks? How has their Super Picks gone this season?
Listen, so as you know, Super Picks is the fastest growing predictor app right now. Launched first in Nigeria and now it is in South Africa. There has been 21 winners for the 2021-2022 season. And you look at the prize money as well, 630,000 rands. Temba, unfortunate that we don't have a person in South Africa that walked away with the jackpot.
Look, jackpot, look at those numbers. Just under 1.9 million predictions submitted. 80 winners out of that and over 118 naira. Plenty of money
in
the
Nigeria.
Bank in Nigeria. Mm. Well, in South Africa, I know that your picks have been off. Cookie's picks have been off. Mine, I've been.
We will be back because the football season will be back, and we play major role in the football season. Come 2022, 2023. Make sure you get your picks right. Make sure you watch the game. You don't vote with your heart, but you go with your
with
mind.
Your head.
Because the heart lies.
Oh. And in the great words of Mr. Sugar, if not us, then who? If not now, then when? We brought the Super Tube team together. The Avengers on my right hand side, Garbo Pasha, the Mr. Wavy himself. To my left, it's Mbali Mamillion Security. Luvo, Manqam Lobeli. Last but not least, LP, the legend. And right on cue, Nonoqele, Queen of TV. It's been a special edition. We brought the team together. It's more like family. We tip our heads on the round table.
With the ultimate sport app from SuperSport, you can find whatever you're looking for, because we've got you covered.
Brilliant! Just brilliant!
And you can then watch it again and again. Download the SuperSport app.